But I was so pleased, as I said last week, that I met someone, sort of relative, sort of connected, who said to me how pleased she was that the old year was ending on a Sunday and the new year was starting on a Monday, and she was going to go home and spend time not making a resolution of what she was going to do, but of listening to what God wanted her to do in the new year. Now, I don't know how many of you have done that this year, but I thought, what a clever idea, just to sit and think, what does God want me to do rather than what I think I will do? Now, on this sheet, and please, it's not extensive, but there are seven things that I thought might be helpful for us, pardon me, as resolutions. And it's just, if you've got your Bibles, they're just there in the chapters. Let's look at the first one, which says, when James talks to us, count it joy, my brethren, this is in chapter 1, verse 2, when you meet various trials. James immediately says, basically, this is going to happen. There will be various trials as a Christian. Yes, not if, but perhaps when. And who knows what the year ahead holds for any of us. In a way, James is saying, be warned and be ready. Also, I've got there in verse 13, when a trial or a temptation comes, be aware of where it is coming from, because it's not coming from God. Just yesterday, Helen got a message from our friend Leslie. We all remember Leslie, who was here with us. And she sends through messages from time to time. Others of you may receive them. But the one she sent through yesterday was, God did not disappear the sea, but he made a path through it. God did not disappear the sea, but he made a path through it. So the Red Sea didn't vanish, but God made a path through it. And I think that's good for us, friends. Maybe as the first thing to think about this year, when a trial or a temptation comes, make a path through it with the help of God. What is God teaching me? What is God showing me? I will accept it as part of God's will. I will not accept it from evil. I will accept the situation from God, and I will walk on a path through it. The second thing that I've got there is, let's check our behaviour. We found this later in chapter 1. There he says in verse 19, know this, let everyone be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to be angry. Good resolution to check. Second thing, let's just be careful about our listening. Let's be careful about our behaviour, about our response. Let's be careful. So be ready for trials, and let's be careful about our behaviour. The third one is dealing with God's word. Verse 22 of chapter 1, be doers of the word and not hearers only. James says, look in a mirror, see yourself there as the word of God. Sorry, I haven't moved along. Check your behaviour. And then the third one, don't merely listen. Now, I do wonder, when I'm preaching and I prepare a little paper, I wonder what happens to those. I wonder what happens. As I look around on a Monday morning, there might be four or five left out of the 40 to 50 that we print. But I wonder if the rest just go home and light the fire or whatever people do with them. I just want to say, friends, that if James has resolution is anything for us for this year, it might be don't merely listen, but do. Don't merely listen, but do. Many of you, along with myself, have been sitting in church life for many, many years. Have you put into practice everything you've heard? Don't laugh, Bev. No. I think for all of us, the things that we have heard, oh yes, that's okay, sometimes over the head. But maybe this is a year to listen and then to put into practice. That's a challenge from James. What about some righteous action? Friends, never think, whoever you are, that you're too bad or that you're an outcast with God. Rahab is an incredible illustration of someone who's accepted into the family of God because of her faith and action. And of course, that's been the theme of James, faith and works together. So let's make sure that this year we don't just listen to the word of God, but we put it into practice and we put our faith into action. The next thing is a main theme of James, and that's being careful with our tongue. I had a situation this week, and I took a couple of chains from my chainsaw to be sharpened to a place that I've gone to for a number of years. It's a family business, mum, dad and a son. He's got older and left, but I've just got to know them over the years. I only go a couple of times a year. And, you know, how are you, da-da-da-da-da. So I happened to go on Tuesday and Dad was in the shop and, how are you, yeah, okay, sort of thing. And I said, in my stupid, typical fashion, how's your gorgeous wife? Oh, she left me during the year. Oh, where do you go after you hear that? And I said, oh, I'm so sorry. And he said, oh, yeah, basically you've got to know her over the years, but after 40 years of marriage, she's left. Oh, it might have been good, Colin, if you'd shut your mouth and listened, first of all, and just said, you know, oh, Sophie, how's your wife? I don't know what I could have said. But anyhow, he just, pardon me, passed it off, and that was that. But sometimes the things that we say are either stupid or inappropriate. I've got there that this morning we are praising God. We have sung some wonderful truths and wonderful songs. But we could go and start talking about people and actually destroy their character. We need to be very careful. This little bit that God has put there can be so destructive. So friends, maybe one of our resolutions could be to just be very careful with what we say. Now the next one I've cheated, because we had this on our sheet and I spoke of it more or in more detail when we came to chapter 3. But this is wisdom from heaven. And hopefully over the years we have become wiser. We have gained knowledge in our head. But maybe, hopefully, we have become wiser in our expression of that knowledge. That's what we would hope. So these are the points that James points out in chapter 3 of wisdom. This is a good checklist. It might be a good little list to fold and put in your Bible and check from time to time how these resolutions are working out. So this is the wisdom from heaven. Very simply, it's peaceful. Are you a peacemaker? That's good to check sometimes. Am I a peacemaker or am I really a destroyer of peace. Gentle, courteous, considerate. Am I open to reason, or am I so bigoted that no one can talk to me intelligently? Would you be considered a merciful and compassionate person if people had to write a report about you? Fruit of the Holy Spirit, is that an expression in our lives? Do we know what we believe, and are we sincere? Now, I know some of these things seem, but they're listed in the Bible, so it might be wise for us to have a look and have a check. And then the last thing, in chapter 4, verse 13. Chapter 4, verse 13. Come now, who says tomorrow, today, tomorrow, we will go in such and such a way? No, let's say whatever God wants, whatever God wants. Friends, what's going to direct our lives in 2024? What God wants, what we want. So, who knows what's happening this afternoon? We have plans, but friends, who knows? That can change completely. We had a lovely unexpected visit from our son in Melbourne during the week. We didn't know that was going to happen. Suddenly we get a message, I'm on my way sort of thing. Oh, righto. But how wonderful. But friends, none of us know. So let's be careful in our planning. Let's trust God and let us follow him. If it's the Lord's will, I'll do this or that or the other. Trust in the Lord. Many of you knew this or know this from years ago. Let's say it together. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your paths straight. Isn't that wonderful? Could that be our verse for the year? All of you know it. Most of us know it. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. That's not wisdom. That's arrogance. Trust in the Lord and let him direct your paths. Friends, I'm just saying these resolutions and reflections just take us up to where we've got to in James so far. And they might be 7 helpful hints for each one of us this year just to take as resolutions and reflections.